Chapter 4. May. When Susanna's cancer came back again, I didn't want to visit her. Seeing her like that was too hard, and it made it real. It felt like pieces of her were falling away. I tried not to see her that last time. "I can't come," I told my mother. "Maybe I'll go next weekend. Is that okay?"
"No. That's not all right," my mother said quickly. "You're going this weekend. Susanna wants to see you. I've already bought your train ticket."
Susanna was sitting in the living room when I arrived.
"Here's my favorite girl," she said, opening her arms for me.
I hugged her as carefully as I could.
"You look so much better," I lied. "Jeremiah won't be home until later, so we have the house to ourselves for the afternoon," Susanna said.
"And if you're worried about seeing Conrad, don't be. He won't be here this weekend."
I looked at the floor. "Did he tell you?" Susanna smiled.
"That boy doesn't tell me anything, but your mother said something about prom."
"I'm sorry, Belly."
"He broke up with me," I told her sadly. Susanna took my hand and held it.
"Don't hate Conrad," she said.
"I don't," I lied. "I hated him more than anything. I also loved him more than anything, and I hated that too."
"Conrad is having a hard time with all of this."
She pushed my hair out of my face like I was the one who was sick.
"But he needs you, and he loves you. Will you look after him for me?"
"You won't need me to look after him, Susanna. You'll be here to do it," I said, trying not to sound desperate.
Susanna smiled and said, "You're my girl, Belly."
The call came early in the morning. It was bad news, of course, because good news can wait. When I heard the phone ring, even in my sleep, I knew that Susanna was dead. I lay in my bed, waiting for my mother to come and tell me. I could hear her moving around in her room. When she didn't come, I went to her room where she was putting clothes into a bag. She looked across at me, and her eyes were tired and empty.
"Susanna died this morning," she said. And that was it.
I sat on the floor against the wall. I thought that I knew what heartbreak felt like, but Conrad leaving me at prom was nothing. This was real heartbreak. There was a terrible pain in my chest and behind my eyes, and I knew that we could never go back to how things were. I'm not sure when I started crying, but now I couldn't stop. I couldn't breathe. My mother crossed the room and sat on the floor with me, hugging me. She drove to Boston that same day to get things ready for Susanna's funeral. I thought about calling Conrad, but I couldn't do it. I was afraid of saying the wrong things and making everything worse. And then I thought about calling Jeremiah. But I was too frightened. I couldn't speak to them because I didn't want to believe that Susanna was really dead. 2 days later, Stephen and I drove to Boston for Susanna's funeral. We arrived at the funeral home early and found my mother. She was busy speaking to someone while helping with the flowers.
"Go and find Conrad and Jeremiah. Belly, talk to Conrad," my mother said when she saw us.
What could I say? The last time that Conrad and I spoke was at prom, which was a month ago. We found them sitting in a side room. Jeremiah was looking at the floor, and Conrad was sat very straight, staring into nowhere.
"Hi," said Stephen, moving toward them and hugging them.
Then I hurried to Jeremiah and hugged him as hard as I could.
Thanks for coming, he said in a strange voice, like he was speaking to someone who he didn't know.
For a moment, I had a thought that maybe he was mad with me, but I pushed it away. This was Susanna's funeral. Of course he wasn't thinking about me. I'm really sorry, I said. Then I felt bad because those words didn't mean anything. They weren't enough to show how I felt. I looked at Conrad.
Hi,
I said, sitting next to him.
Hi, he said.
I didn't know if I should hug him, so I just touched his shoulder. He didn't say anything. He was made of stone. I made a promise to myself. I will not leave his side all day. I will be strong for him. The funeral was long, and I cried a lot. Mr. Fisher thanked everyone for coming at the end and invited us to Susanna's house after the funeral. He almost cried a few times, and I thought how hard this was for him. He left Susanna when she was sick and broke her heart, and now he was standing in front of everybody who loved her. At Susanna's house, Jeremiah, Stephen, and I sat in Jeremiah's bedroom while the adults stood around downstairs, drinking coffee and talking in quiet voices. "Where's Conrad?" I asked, remembering my promise.
"I don't know," Jeremiah said. "Are you guys hungry? There's food downstairs."
He said the word downstairs slowly, and I knew that he didn't want to go down there and see all those people.
"I'll go," I said.
"Thanks," he said.
Downstairs, there were big bowls of food for everyone on the table. I took two plates, and my mother helped me to fill them with cheese, bread, and grapes.
"Have you seen Conrad?" I asked.
"I think that he's in the basement," she said.
"Why don't you take him this plate? I'll take this one up to Jeremiah and Stephen." I picked up the plate and went downstairs to the basement. It was dark, but I soon found Conrad lying on the couch with a girl. She had dark hair, and she was really pretty. Her hands were in his hair, and Conrad was touching her leg. Everything in me stopped, and I couldn't breathe. I stood at the door, not knowing what to do. The girl saw me first.
"Hi," she said.
Then Conrad saw me and sat up.
"Is that food for us?" he asked, not looking at me.
"My mother sent it," I said quietly.
I put the plate down on a table and walked slowly out of the room. Then I started to run. I ran past all the people in the living room, and I could hear Conrad following me.
"Wait a minute," he called, catching my arm.
"What do you want?" I said, pushing him away.
"That was Aubrey," he said.
"Aubrey was the girl who broke Conrad's heart," I said.
"Sorry that I walked in when you were having a special moment."
"Don't be a kid," he said. Then I said the worst thing that I've ever said to anyone. On the day of his mother's funeral, to the boy I loved, I said, "Go to hell." I'll never forget the look on his face. I was a terrible person, and he knew it. He said, "I knew that starting something with you was a bad idea. You're still a kid. It was a huge mistake."
"I don't believe you," I said.
We were standing in the hallway, and people were starting to look at us. My mother was in the living room and could hear everything that we were saying. I could feel my face burning. I knew that I should walk away, but I felt so mad. I wanted to stop, but I couldn't.
"I hate you," I said.
Conrad nodded.
"Good," he said, turning back toward the basement. He sounded so bored and tired. I felt sick.
"I never want to see you again," I said, and then I pushed past him, and I ran up the stairs into a bedroom.
I lay on the bed and cried. It wasn't Conrad I hated. It was myself.